To you I call, for you will surely heed me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words. Guard me as the apple of your eye, in the shadow of your wings. Protect me.
Good morning to you all. Let us gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning let us offer this holy mass for the repose of the soul of Patrick B. Ryan. We also remember Kathy Lessell, who celebrates her birthday today. Let us pray for her. And we also bring all our personal intentions to the Lord as we continue to pray for the people infected with coronavirus. We ask the Lord to be with them and help us all to stay away from this virus. Let us also acknowledge our sins and ask the Lord's forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord of God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud, "For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, no prophet or leader, no burnt offering, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were burnt offerings of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders, and bring glory to your name, O Lord." The word of the Lord. Responsorial Psalm. Remember your mercies, O Lord.
Remember your mercies, O Lord.
Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior.
Remember your mercies, O Lord.
Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord.
Remember your mercies, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way.
Remember your mercies, O Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison, and he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the old debt. "So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. God's mercy towards each one of us shows us the way that God wants each one of us to be merciful toward one another. When Peter posed the question of forgiveness and showing mercy to one's neighbor, he characteristically offered an answer that he thought Jesus would be pleased with. "Why not forgive your neighbor 7 times? Jesus made it clear that there is no accessible limit to mercy and pardon. And he drove the lesson home with a parable about 2 very different kinds of debts. The first man owed an enormous sum of money, probably millions in our currency. The man who was forgiven such an incredible debt could not, however, bring himself to forgive his neighbor a very small amount. That contrast could not have been greater. And God, in his mercy, offers us the grace and help of his Holy Spirit so we can love as he loves, pardon as he pardons, and treat others with the same mercy and compassion which he has shown to us. God has made his peace with us. Have you made your peace with God? If you believe and accept God's love and pardon for you, then you likewise must choose to be merciful towards those who are in debt to you. Are we ready to forgive and to make peace with our neighbors as God has made peace with us? This morning I thought it will be appropriate to pray the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. "Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, let us sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let us sow faith. Where there is despair, let us give hope. And where there is darkness, let us give light. Where there is sadness, let us give joy. Amen. Let us say the prayer of Saint Michael the Archangel. Be of defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, with the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and all evil spirit who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. The humble spirit and contrite heart may be accepted by Lord. May sacrifice in earth. Let us pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that this saving sacrifice may cleanse us of our faults and become an oblation pleasing to your almighty power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through bodily fasting, you restrain our faults, raise up our minds, and bestow both virtue and its rewards. Through Christ our Lord, through him, the angels praise your majesty. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. In a special way, we remember Patrick O'Brien and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. This mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, bring eternal life to us, receive it. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Take away the sins of the world. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not being judgment and condemnation, but through loving mercy, protection, may the healing, remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Lord, who may abide in your tent and dwell on your holy mountain, whoever walks without fault and does what is just.
Father Rick, there is no adoration tonight. So we'd like to inform you that we suspend the adoration as well as the stations this week due to the coronavirus threat. Let us pray. May the holy partaking of this mystery give us life, O Lord, we pray, and grant us both pardon and protection through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mercy send, let us go and serve the Lord. And have a blessed day.